Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, last night, fellas, one of the games of the year in the NBA, to be honest with you. And the Rockets have done this twice. They had the overtime game against Oklahoma City. That was the first game of the season that went to double OT, and it was one of the games of the year. And this one last night, man, there was a stretch where, I mean, just high level of basketball. I mean, we had the first time we've ever seen two starting centers or two centers in the same game both get a triple-double, and with Jokic and Şengün, and 30-point triple-doubles. These guys were fantastic, the both of them. I mean, KD down the stretch defensively lost his mind. I mean, he got five blocks, felt like he had five or six of them in the fourth quarter alone, steals. And then there was just a point there at the end where they were just going back and forth, hitting threes, hitting big shots. And it was like, damn, this is two of the best teams at basketball. It was fun. It was a fun watch late last night. But that is not what became the story. What became the story of last night, and now it has hit a national level, which many people are talking about, and I think Udoka is going to lose some money for this, is, yes, there were some questionable calls from the officiating last night. As I see someone text in, Rocket Nation outraged about those trash refs and bogus calls that ripped the win away from Denver last night.
Rocket's
Twitter was in full effect yesterday. I saw Brent Scott had to do an emergency podcast last night off of it in the middle of right after the game started. But then Udoka took it up a notch after the game. My man sounds measured and calm, but listen to what he had to say in his thoughts of the officiating.
Just in general, I think it's poorly officiated game I've seen in a long time. Two have no business being out there, and the crew chief is acting starstruck. So you're seeing all kind of inconsistent calls, and I'm sure we should have got a few more texts.
What do you say to your team when a game is being called the way that it was tonight?
Keep being who we are. We're not going to adjust to poor officials. So we're going to do what we do, and hopefully they can adjust and call it the right way.
Whew. He's big man.
Yeah, and he's the kind of person that gets big mad but don't really look like or act like he's big mad. He's saying it, but you can tell you can tell he's pissed. I think I have some thoughts on it. I think Udoka, I think he has a point. It did appear to be a poorly officiated game. I think there were stuff on both sides, poorly officiated. But he just went Draymond Green in terms of coaching. I think he does it sometimes. I think he did it in game with the technical. I think he puts his team in bad spots sometimes. I think he went overboard with the second part of that. That first part, it has happened from Phil Jackson to Pat Riley to Steve Kerr. We've seen it a lot where coaches will go through the media and say stuff about officiating. Like he said at the beginning there, it was the worst officiated game I've seen in years. Then when you jump over the line and go, we got two people out there that don't deserve to be there. And then the crew chief, Zach Zarba, is one of the most respected officials in the game, does the NBA Finals, he's out there starstruck. And that's the way he's acting. I think at that point, like, them dudes are human. Oh, okay. That's what we're doing. Okay. You're first gonna come out and go to the space of we don't deserve to be out here, and now we're starstruck. Like I don't think that helps your team in the future with officials. I don't think it helps you. Like if I'm Zach Zorb, I'm telling you, man, I got a short leash. But you keep going, I'm teeing your ass up immediately if you think I'm starstruck. I'm certainly not starstruck against you. And those guys are like I just don't think when he went past the, hey man, that's the worst officiated game I've seen. It's unacceptable. We got to be better. When you go past that and then start talking about, I mean, you got two people out here. I don't care how hard they've worked. They don't even deserve to be the hell out here. Like I don't think he put his team in a good situation. And then my man later on then went ahead and said, and we ain't gonna adjust.
Yeah.
To officiating. We're just gonna keep doing what we do. Whether he was right or wrong, whether he was to go publicly and then to hit them with the, yeah, man, y'all don't even deserve to be out here. Like that to me.
Amateur hour.
I'm just saying, you just know when you say stuff like that, they're potentially going to be consequences.
Oh, it's
they're
not be going nowhere.
They're going to be out there. They're going to officiate more Rockets games.
Well, at that point, you've obviously accepted, hey, I'm fixing it. I'm going to eat this fine.
Well, he's gonna get fined for the criticism to begin
right.
with.
Right. So he's gonna go ahead and get his money's worth. And I did not watch enough of the game outside of the highlights and the very ending to understand whether he is or he isn't. To understand if there's a message that he's like the starstruck thing. That's telling me that obviously he's treating, you know, a couple of guys in a certain way, and he didn't appreciate that his group wasn't getting the same treatment.
Even though your player, the one on your team, I mean, you got the biggest star in the game.
I mean, KD's, yeah, I mean, yeah. I didn't watch the game close enough throughout to see, like, how much was Jokic getting some kind of special treatment throughout the game. Based on the highlights and based on the conversations that I heard you guys having and I heard Lopez having, it sounds like, hell, they could have been real sweet to that superstar on the other team and kept him in the game and not called the foul. So I don't know enough really to have a real strong opinion of what messages could he potentially be trying to send outside of obviously just cutting low on the.
But I'm just saying, when you cut low,
when you decide,
all of you, you know, you've got yourself in potential either altercations or potential issues with people. You know, I'm going to say this, and there's potentially going to, I need to be potentially ready for, you know, issues, right?
I do it with my wife all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you go here and say,
you sure you want this?
Like you just said right there, Todd, these amateurs, they don't need to be out here.
What is this, amateur hour?
Not just they don't need to be out here. They don't deserve to be out here.
Go ref an upward league.
Starstruck. Like, when you do that, I mean, I'm just saying, like, okay, I hope that those humans will look at it and say, all right, man, he was just mad. But I don't know. Because I'm telling you, I ain't going to cheat you. But I guess, my leash is short with you. I'm gonna tee you up. I ain't gonna deal with you. Right. Remember? Right here, man. I'm starstruck. Right here.
Well, he's not his delivery, and to be honest with you, he himself, he's not a guy that, like, if it were me, like I don't view his temperament and his personality as a guy like, oh man, he was just hot headed in the moment. The moment got the best of him. Like you said, it appears to be measured, calculated. He meant to cut deep, and he don't give a damn what you think about it. And so it is one that's going to be on the difficult side to forgive if you're any part of that crew.
Oh yeah, you shake him up, but it's human nature. But I just said, damn dog, come on man, don't put your team in. Like don't someone text in, you don't. I'd rather he have done that than not. Like, cool, man. All right, yeah. I know M.A. Udoka's not soft. I don't think any of those officials think he's soft.
I don't see no bitches nowhere like, around here.
I think I could completely see, fellas, with what happened in the game, especially how it ended with two calls on Amen Thompson, that one was just a really bad call. The other one was, I could see the frustration from him. But I can see why he said, all right, I'm going to go up here and I'm going to address this. I can see him get to a point of saying, let me address this. I'm going to say, but then to take it to where, like I talked to B. Scott earlier, he said, sometimes you got to flip the table over. Yeah. He flipped the table over, and then he went up there and walked right up to them and gave them all the double birds. after he flipped the table over, he walked up and gave them all the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Double birds, and you're going to have to see them cats again, and they're going to officiate your games again, and maybe not just them. Like I would imagine in their line of work, that's really disrespectful of the A-man. They've probably worked really hard to get to the point where they become an NBA official, and you all gonna be you don't even deserve to be out here. you don't even deserve to be out here. So I don't know, man. My man. I hope that doesn't affect them down the line, but that seemed like he went overboard to me on that one. I get the first part of it, but damn, man, you had to get personal about that with him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.